Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat, Bob Fitzsimmons of the Baileyville Police Department to tell us all about this campaign with the veggie pizza and shoveling and all kinds of good stuff happening. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, good morning, Lupe. I think for the past 8 years or so, I've had kids in Baileyville that have been willing to come out on their snow days and weekends after school to come around and help shovel our folks in town that might need a little extra attention to get out and shovel the walkways and driveways and pathways.
And as we're speaking right now, I can hear shoveling in the background.
Yeah, that's great. You guys need snow dragons and cows, too. Snow devils down here, that'd be all right.
Snow devils, there you go.
But I have had people send me messages that are working in their towns to bring this forward with their kids.
Hmm.
So I wish them all the best. I hope this is something that catches on everywhere.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and go through the whole process of how it actually works and how someone can get involved on all ends of it.
Well, we're a small town in Baileyville, so I know where the folks that I thought were old when I was a little boy, that were much younger than I am now. But now, you know, in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know, they're not going to get out and shovel, and we don't want them to. We want these young kids to go around and meet the older generation in our town, share some stories. It gets a different generation familiar with the other generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's hot cookies they bring out on the deck and pass them out to the kids. We've got a picture this weekend of the woman that brought a little dog out for a hug from the shovelers.
Nice.
So it's a good way for kids to meet our older generation around town and take some pride in what they do, because they know it helps, so they feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tired when they get done shoveling snow, so hopefully they'll sleep and when they get home at night. And it's just a great opportunity for these kids. And I was thinking about how I could help reward these kids, because a pizza at the end of this doesn't seem enough.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, you know what? When I was a teenage boy, what I wanted most was my driver's license. I had an opportunity for jobs and you know, go on dates and things like that that I didn't before. So I called Lisa Dresky, and she works with Nancy Diadone, who does the driver's ed in Baileyville, and asked for the cost of the class, and it's $503.50. So a lot of these kids that come out and shovel, that's a lot of money to them and their families. It's, to most people, it's a chunk of change to put down for driver's ed. So I thought, well, let's raise some money for that. So I've got five people that have pledged to cover the entire cost of driver's ed. I get two checks in the mail from people I have no idea who they are to cover driver's ed.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday when I opened the mail, there was $1,833.50.
Oh, my goodness.
And that doesn't count what's come in before.
Yeah.
And I'd put a kind of a challenge out to folks that know me and know how much I hate, despise, detest vegetables, anything green, green M&Ms. And Sean Newell, whose mother, Jean, owned Downey's Pizza, he's going to make me a veggie pizza. And I said, how much would you pledge for me to eat just a slice of veggie pizza? And, you know, $100, $200, $50, $10, $5. And I thought, wow, this is great. And if the kids aren't old enough yet to go into driver's ed, or they've already had it, we talked about a lifetime fishing hunting license, which is about $500 as well.
Wow.
And that's just, our son, Joey, has a lifetime fishing hunting license. He never has to worry about it. It's all paid for. And, you know, if you love hunting and fishing, that's the way I'd go.
Yeah.
Driver's ed first, but then the license would be my choice.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is involved in this? Like, how can people say we're in a different community or in your community? Do they just come see you and want to get involved in shoveling? So they might be shy or...
I know who lives where for the most part in Baileyville. So the day of or the storm or the day before the storm, I have a list that I drive around and I know who needs an extra hand. I had one gentleman send me a message the other day. He said, I saw my name on your list or my address on your list and... must be a typo. It's not a typo. I just thought you could use a little help. And he thought that was just great. That he's able to go out and shovel, but a little help you know, wouldn't hurt him at all.
Yeah, especially some of these big storms that come through.
And if it's somebody you know, it's a neighbor you know that needs a hand, or it's you, post your address on our page. And when a kid gets done, they seem to all have cell phones. They you get on there, and underneath the address, they write done. So then when the other kids are out there, they're not wasting time walking around so much that they just go and do it.
So the kids just go out to certain addresses and start shoveling?
Yeah, they'll pick a street or just on their own, and their parents drop them off and with their shovels, and away they go.
And they get that list from you?
Yes, right on the Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And the kids go to that, and all right, we're on Palm Street.
On Palm Street. So they come to the Baileyville Police Department Facebook page?
Yep.
And then they see the list of addresses, and then they go right out there and just start shoveling.
There's no set time they start. There's no time when they finish. This past home, I think we got every house. It was over 40
Now,
homes.
Do they team up on some of them?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
The kids are very seldom alone.
Yep, okay.
And off they go. And I drive around and check on them, make sure they're okay, they're warm, they're safe. They need to get a ride somewhere. I have people that live out of town a bit. Mm-hmm. They're still in Baileyville, but I'll get two or three kids in the truck, and we'll go up and take care of that. I sit in the nice warm truck and supervise, or sometimes I get out with a shovel and have at it.
So when are you going to do the pizza eating and the drawing, you say?
I think the Spend It Club, who is they're going to donate their bowling alleys, and they're going to have pizza brought in and for the kids. And I think that'll be probably sometime in March.
March?
The old school restaurant up in Princeton, they're going to donate all the pizzas. They make them there. They're going to deliver. So that's great for the old school restaurant in Princeton, which is a different town. They're going to come down and bring things down for our kids. But we have a lot of Princeton kids. Mm-hmm. And if they go to Woodland High School, Woodland Junior, Senior High, Woodland Elementary School, and they live in these feeder schools for ours, Princeton, Alexander, Shaw, wherever they live, and they want to help in those towns, take a picture of it, send it to me. We'll put your name in the hat. And let's see if we can help you
out. Oh, nice. That works out good, then. I can just do that. So going forward, winter is going to come to an end here.
Hopefully.
And then, are you planning on doing anything after that?
We always have our spring cleanup day.
Okay.
And there are always days or times that I look for kids to go out around town. And we have vacant properties that you know, if they're in the middle of a nice-looking block and there's a house that the lawn hasn't been kept for a while, we get out there and try to take care of that with the kids, too. Gives them a sense of pride and accomplishment in our town that I hope they take with them for the rest of their life.
Are you going to continue with the driver's ed thing in the spring?
I hope so.
Yep, so you can still help in the spring and summer, and as you go along, you'll just keep putting people in the hat as long as you have money. And this
past weekend, we only, I say only, probably 10 to 12 kids out shoveling.
Yeah.
But it just so happened that the storm we were cleaning out from, and we had two basketball games in Baileyville that day. So
yeah, there was a lot of sports going on.
Yeah, and wrestling was going.
Yeah.
So we get the kids that are in these sports or want to go watch these sports that didn't have a chance to get out this time, and I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we worked hard, and most of the kids were done by 1 o'clock so they could go to the games.
Okay.
And I just think it's great. It's great for the kids. It's great for the folks that are helping. It's just great for our communities.
Nice. Is there anything else you want to add?
I think I covered it all.
All right.
Go Snow Dragons.
Nice. Is that what you're calling the team?
Yep, it is. Snow Dragons. Right. That just popped in. I said, what am I going to call these kids? And so I'm going to go up to Tim James up here at Cabin Feed and Brody to see if I can get him some beanies.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks, Lupe.
All right. And that was Chief Bob Fitzsimmons of the Baileyville Police Department on the Street Pete.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.